This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Bryce Harrison and Jasmine Schmidt, and we're talking about 1% for the Valley. This is a nonprofit that's just starting out, and their idea is to create a sustainable business practice for the Valley. For more information anytime, you can go to 1percentforthevalley.com. That's 1percentforthevalley.com, all spelled out. Or you could check them out on social media. Bryce and Jasmine, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So why don't we just walk through the idea behind this nonprofit and how people can get involved. Basically, any business can get involved by donating 1% to the nonprofit.
Yeah, so the organization is actually modeled after an existing nonprofit, which does the same thing on kind of a global scale. So the original concept was what you just said, 1% of revenue monthly donated to our organization, and then all of that money is used for the environment in some way.
And we were walking through before the interview some of the different ideas, and there's lower scale ones like education will be an easy one that you can go after, trying to get more people educated about how they can be sustainable in the Valley. Other ones, possibly a water bottle filler was one idea that you discussed.
Definitely one thing we'd like to accomplish, single-use plastics. It's a big hot-button issue, and really what we'd like to do is get something tangible, where people see it and they can feel that there's an ecosystem of sustainability here in the Valley. I go to school in Vancouver, British Columbia, and that's something that they've cultivated there, and it is really inspiring. I mean, you see it all around you, and people are really engaging with that ecosystem of sustainability.
So that's just one example. As you go down to, say, Schuller Park, for example, not necessarily, but go down to Schuller Park, and then there'd be like a water bottle filler right there, so people aren't necessarily buying more water bottles, they're just using the water bottle that they have.
Exactly.
So that's one example, and a lot of what you can or cannot do will be determined by who gets involved.
Right now, we've drafted out a loose budget for what we're going to do with our funds after we raise them, and it's going to entirely depend on how many businesses want to join our organization. So if we just get a couple of businesses and just raise a few $100 a month, I don't see that as a failure at all. It's just going to limit the amount that we can do. Anything that will get people thinking about sustainability, that's really the entire goal, is just to make it something in the back of people's minds while they're going about their lives. And then, yeah, educating children, setting up a scholarship at Kennett High School for students going on to study environmental studies. And then also a science fair prize for a sustainable project was something we floated as an idea. I'm more excited about getting people engaged with the issue, and anything that we can do to help that, that's what our money is going to go towards.
So if you're just tuning in, it's 1% for the Valley. It's a nonprofit that's just getting started out, and they're looking to create a sustainable business practice environment in the Valley. You can find more information or even sign up by going to 1percentforthevalley.com. That's O-N-E. percentforthevalley.com, all spelled out. You can also check them out on social media. Another thing that you'll be able to help out with, I feel like, no matter what the budget is helping businesses figure out ways to become more sustainable, because that they may be paying for on their own, and you'll just be helping them learn more about those different methods.
Right, exactly. The idea is that we want to see these businesses succeed independently of our organization, but then also in conjunction with us. So anything that they need to help them get off the ground or get the word out about what they're doing, and then anything that we can do to encourage them to reduce their environmental impact, we will do. But then the main thing is we want to act as a marketing tool for these businesses as well. So the relationship is going to go both ways. If a business wants to join our organization, then they'll be giving us a certain amount of money every month. And in return, we'll be promoting them to the public and hoping to turn consumers' money to those organizations and promote them as sustainable, because that's really what they're hoping to do with their contribution.
Bryce, you mentioned before the interview that a business may, you know, spend as much as 14% or more on marketing, and this is an easy way to just spend 1% of your budget, and you're instantly able to say, hey, we're trying to create a more sustainable Valley, which is a great marketing tool.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's something that we feel really resonates with consumers now. It also is just raising that level of awareness. At Cheese Louise, a business that I co-own, I mean, we weren't really aware of all of the products that we were using that were just being thrown away. So we've completely changed our packaging so that it's 100% compostable. And that wasn't an expensive change. I think we're spending maybe a cent or two more on all of the packaging that we use. And I think it is just that awareness. It's not that currently businesses are trying to hurt the environment. It's just that they're not aware that there are now sustainable options that they could switch in. And so raising that level of awareness through this organization is absolutely something we would like to do. So it's going in, hey, did you know you could get a compostable version of that coffee cup and pay a single cent more? I mean, 1 cent isn't a big margin to spare. So that's something that we see as an opportunity here.
So is that something that you see, Jasmine, for the nonprofit 1% for the Valley, that you would come up with some sort of compiled list of alternative products for businesses?
Yeah, I mean, really the way I see it is I'd like to get to know the businesses more intimately than that, which I think should be easy when we're getting off the ground. There's only a couple of them.
Sure.
But if I can go in and watch how their business operates, then we can kind of personalize our ideas. And Bryce and I can go in together because, I mean, Bryce has experience running a business and this is something that I'm passionate about. So we can go in and maybe our outsider's perspective will see things that they won't. And we can say, hey, this could be cost cutting for you. This could reduce your waste. This could, I don't know, reduce your carbon emissions in some way. And if we can come up with those ideas, then we'll be suggesting those things. It'll be up to the business to make those changes. It obviously is great for the environment to make those changes, but then you can't really underestimate how good that can be for your reputation and your image. People are concerned now more than ever about spending their money responsibly. So if you can do anything to make yourself a more socially and ethically responsible business, then I think that could attract more money than you're actually spending to make those changes.
Right. It's a whole new meaning for green money.
Exactly.
So it's 1% for the Valley. It's a starting out nonprofit to help create a sustainable business practice environment in the Valley. They're looking at education. They're looking at partnerships with businesses. So if you're a business and you're interested, you can find more information by going to 1percentforthevalley.com. That's 1% for the Valley, all spelled out as one large word, .com. You can also check out 1% for the Valley on Instagram and Facebook. Any final thoughts before we go, Bryce or Jasmine?
I mean, people often ask us, oh, is this really going to make a difference? This is just a small area. I mean, sustainability is a massive space. The answer is, in the grand scheme, this small effort, probably not. But what it can act as a spark. So you see this as an inspiration. It inspires future movements, and this can grow. So it's not just here. I'd inspire someone over in Portland to make an effort or in Boston. And it really allows that ecosystem of sustainability to grow from this kind of central point. When you think about it that way, it really can make a difference. I do believe that businesses here want to make a difference. And this is just giving them and making it easier and breaking down those barriers for them so that they can make a difference.
Why people come here and spend their money in the first place? It's our environment. If it weren't for the beauty of our natural environment, we wouldn't have an economy at all. So really, businesses should make this a priority. They should be concerned about their impact. And I mean, if we can do anything to educate locals and also tourists about how to treat this environment, then I think businesses should be the ones making those steps because they're the ones with the most, I don't know, skin in the game when it comes to the environment. They're the ones profiting off of it. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. I think that businesses and the environment can coexist in a positive way.
So it's 1% for the Valley. It's a starting out nonprofit to create sustainable business practices in the Mount Washington Valley. For more information, 1percentforthevalley.com, all spelled out. You can also check out 1% for the Valley on Facebook or Instagram. Bryce and Jasmine, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.